Welcome back to the game. It is a shortened hour two of the show. We're with you only until 5:30. Royals will take over then. John, Tyler, Mitch, the whole gang here with you in just a moment. There was yet another column to come out this week about Bill Snyder and Sean Snyder. I do think it raised a pretty good point about how the situation could become messy. I don't think it is right now, even though the over-dramatized Dennis Dodd article may have led you to believe that. We'll get You Can't Be Serious in at 5:25 as well. First, we have to share the verdict there on the People's Court. If you missed it, briefly at the end of the hour, we ran out of time to give like our final verdict here. We were doing spring cleaning yesterday. We found the 1998 October Playboy that picked K-State to win the national championship. Still in the package, like mint condition, cool K-State collector's item. When Mitch went to find it this morning to show somebody here at the station, it was gone. We figured out Tyler took it. He claims he just kept it in his car so that nobody would steal it.
That is absolutely true.
Even the words coming out of my mouth.
Absolutely true.
Sounds suspicious. I feel like I'm suspicious of myself just because I'm the one relaying the message.
Still in there right now.
From your text. But your proposal was to take it and get it framed, put it in the sports office, and then you are the one that gets to take it at some point down the line. Basically just trying to wait out everybody else leaving, no longer working here, and you're the one that takes it home. That was the idea.
Yeah.
Mitch seems skeptical. You know what? With all these things, like, we'll forget about it pretty quickly, so whatever, that's fine. I'm not sure that I 100% trust that it would come back framed, but even if it didn't, I mean, I would forget about it at some point. So good move by you. You just try and play the game of let everybody forget about it here.
Yep. Playing the game.
Well,
which reminds me.
Will it actually appear in that office framed at some point?
Yeah. Yeah, because I have a couple other things that I have to go get framed because I'm in the middle of moving. So working on a new man cave area, and that would someday that would go very nicely down there. But for now, it can stay in the sports office.
Is this going to appease you, Mitch?
Oh,
it'll be fine.
I suppose when I move on to a six-figure job I'll be cool with it.
That's right.
Take over for Howard Stern.
Oh, of course.
Use those roots. Become the next Jim Ross.
You guys both have jobs in play-by-play. You got to give me something that I can have to myself. So this will work.
I still am not thrilled about this, but begrudgingly, I will give in. I will stand by, though, that it was a sketchy alibi that you put together for how that thing disappeared yesterday.
It's true.
Is the final People's Court ruling on that.
Okay. We need a gavel.
Does it have anything to do with Cindy Crawford being on the cover?
Yeah, I did some research on it because I was trying to. I didn't want to take it if I found out, oh my goodness, like this is a huge item. This is really, really valuable. So I actually did some research into it. It's like a $10 to $15 magazine that you could order.
That's not the point. I mean, the point here is.
It was only the second of two covers that she ever did for Playboy, by the way.
That's. I'm sure the research stopped there. Let's just move on. I'll drop the mic on that.
Hey, you're the one that was asking listeners earlier this week what they wanted to hear us talk about this summer. Well, this is what you're getting.
Yeah.
I'm
sure this is really making the listeners happy. Another thing that'll make you happy is this is the third major article or column that I've seen this week about Bill Snyder and Sean Snyder and the succession plan at K-State. This one comes from footballscoop.com. They're good about scooping a lot of information about coaching changes. That's typically what I've seen from them. So they seem to be pretty locked into just the coaching community in college football. And a lot of it just quotes the Dennis Dodd article and outlines the scenario that we know about it. K-State football, Bill Snyder's been the one guy to win here. There have been those that are really starkly on one side for Sean Snyder and those that feel very strongly the other way. And as I've continued to reiterate throughout the week here, I think this is all over-dramatized just because some of the national guys of the Big 12 meetings got quotes from Bill Snyder on this, and so they can put their spin on it. I think really what you're looking at here is, yes, it is more likely now that Sean Snyder would be the next head coach with Gene Taylor here as athletic director, purely because he is just a new athletic director. He's not John Curry, and I don't think it was going to happen under John Curry. I don't think the wheels are in motion or anyone's plotting or scheming anything right now. I think this is a decision that they'll come to when they come to it. So I think too much is probably being made of it. But I did think it was interesting that the Football Scoop article here, and this is no speculation or anything really, or it is speculation, it's not based on anything, but just speculation about what would happen if, here's the quote from it, you don't have to squint hard to see a future where August arrives and Snyder decides the rigors of the season are too much for him at this stage of life and hands the reins to Sean to coach the 2017 season. And to me, that is the scenario where things here could get fairly messy. You know, if it's a clean handoff, he finishes a year, even if it works out like the first time he retired in 2005, and going into the last week of the regular season, we find out he's going to be calling it quits and is retiring, then you can open it up. I've said multiple times I like the fact Gene Taylor seems willing to consider multiple options. You'd have plenty of time. You can go through that process and look at everything fairly. If that scenario were to happen, that health-wise, Bill Snyder is just not able to do it as the season comes pretty close, I mean, you're obviously looking at Sean being the interim head coach because we've just heard so much from Bill Snyder over and over again about, and I know that is going on. I mean, Sean's doing a ton right now. He is essentially running the day-to-day operations of the football program, so he's going to be your interim coach. What do we know about this team? They're a preseason top 25 team. I just looked at a ESPN.com article today about here's the biggest problem facing every top 25 team. K-State was in it. So ESPN's looking at you as a top 25 team. You're probably going to be picked in the top 3 or 4 of the Big 12. Like, this team will win, I would think, anywhere between 8 to 11 games next year. Well, if you have a good season, Sean's the interim head coach there. There then becomes that pressure of, all right, well, this team played pretty well. They had a good season. He's been the interim head coach. Why would you go away from that and make somebody else the head coach? Now, you still could do that, but I think if you throw in the added pressure of that and some more validation, whether it would just be tough to tell if that's real validation or not, and it would make things much more difficult, I think, to evaluate if that scenario were to play out, if you're looking at it from Gene Taylor's perspective, the guy who's going to have to hire the coach.
And, you know, if it is in the interest for Bill Snyder and Sean Snyder for Sean to be the long-term coach of the program, you wouldn't be putting yourself in the, you know, you wouldn't be putting your right foot forward by forcing Gene Taylor into a situation like that. I mean, that might rub him the wrong way or make him less likely to consider Sean after the season if he feels like this was an experiment that was forced on him instead of something that he decided upon. So you have to keep that in mind. Plus, there's the fact that even if K-State were playing for Sean Snyder on an interim basis this year and had a good season, that's not necessarily reassuring that over a 3 or 4 or 5 year stretch that they could continue to do so, because you're still talking about recruiting, you're still talking about you know, what the assistant coaching situation may look like after an offseason in which Sean has made the head coach. You may have some other assistants leave. So Sean having a good season as the interim head coach in 2017 would do a little bit to shore up his resume, but there would still be enough questions there that I don't think K-State would feel obligated to then stick with him for the long term.
Well, the other side of the coin, too, is that if the team does underperform somewhat, whatever your barometer for that would be, you know, I said 8 to 11. If they did win 8 games, I think most people would be fairly disappointed with next season. I mean, they just won 9 this year, and you have so much coming back. You know, if Bill Snyder were to step down right before the season, like, that could be a huge distraction for the team, and that could play into them winning fewer games. Well, now all of a sudden, if Sean actually were the guy that should be the next guy leading the program, it's going to look worse on him if it was just tough for this team to handle all the distractions and everything. That gets him going on the wrong foot, and then this year becomes disappointing. Then we know what the fan reaction would be at that point. There would be a lot of pressure going the other way. And what I really want and just feel like is the appropriate way to go about this is to just have clean slate, open mind, no real pressure coming from one side or the other there, and an athletic director that can just go through the options and take his time in doing so and weigh everything without much of this stuff pushing him one way or the other. And I just see whichever way you want to imagine it going, successful season, not a very successful season, I think it would make it more difficult to figure out what you're going to do.
Ultimately, I just think that from all of the reasons that we just pointed out, that scenario that we've been talking about with Coach Snyder deciding to step aside and having Sean coach on the interim, would not be something that we would actually see unless it were absolutely necessary for Coach Snyder's health. I don't think that there would be any sort of scenario where he is still dealing with some issues but still could physically coach, and he lets the deciding factor of all that be, well, I want to give this opportunity to Sean, and then he steps aside. I don't see that happening.
Tweet that we got, no guarantee if Bill retires in August, September, that Sean is even the next guy up. Gene Taylor could name Dimmel or Hayes as interim. Well, look, I don't think that Gene Hayes is a guy that would, or Gene Taylor is a guy that would just acquiesce to whatever Bill Snyder wanted as next head coach of the program. I do think you would acquiesce, and rightfully so, for Sean being the interim head coach. I don't think there's any reason.
He's the associate head coach.
Right. I mean, he's the associate head coach in title. He's been there 26 years with the program. Bill Snyder's been the head coach for 25. Bill Snyder always says he's running the day-to-day operations, just from what I know. I would judge that to be very, very accurate right now. I think it would be a big mistake to go any way other than that. And I don't think that would be too much of a discussion at all at that point in time. I don't think you'd have to worry about that.
Being the associate head coach and being with the program for 26 years outweighs, in my opinion, what Dana Dimmel brings to the table in terms of his actual head coaching experience. And I don't think that Tom Hayes would be in this conversation at all.
When we come back, we'll get you Can't Be Serious and then hand things off to the Royals. Pre-game there starts at 5:30. You got a tease for me?
Are you talking to me?
No. That was for you.
No, I'm sorry. No,
I know that
not.
Mitch doesn't. Whenever I ask Mitch for a tease, he gets mad at me. So
I don't know. I got one here. We found somebody in sports that drinks more energy drinks than John Kurtz.
Oh, okay. Yep. Yeah, I go in phases. Right now I'm phased out. I haven't had one in a while, but I saw this story. It is good. You're listening to the game.